It was long ago, 1979, when a revolution in Nicaragua overthrew the country's then dynastic dictatorship. One of the revolution's leaders was Daniel Ortega. He went on to become president amid a bloody counter-revolutionary war financed by the United States. The conflict ended with a new election in which Ortega lost. He promised to return, and he did. This time, to stay. 14 years after returning to the presidency, Daniel Ortega is going for a fourth consecutive and contested term. Exiled human rights advocate Gonzalo Carrion explains how.
He achieves it through absolute concentration of power. He made a pact with the church, the business sector, and some opposition parties, his former enemies, and ended up controlling all the institutions, including the Supreme Court and the Electoral Council. After returning in January 2007, he swore in the armed forces and police, reminding them of their roots, that they were Sandinista party institutions.
But 3 years ago, Ortega's alliances began crumbling when mass protests led by students turned into a national uprising and calls for the restoration of democratic institutions. Even his once staunchest allies had declared him a dictator and demanded he step down. He refused, saying his adversaries would have to settle their differences peacefully at the ballot box. But the wait hasn't been peaceful. This exhibition in Costa Rica's National Assembly is a tribute to some of the more than 300 Nicaraguans who were killed by Ortega's security forces and paramilitary groups in less than 2 months. They include students, shop owners, farmers, even children, and they have become a symbol of the government's determination to crush dissent. But they aren't the only symbol. This is a replica of what they call a punishment cell, where hundreds of political prisoners in Nicaragua are taken, sometimes for weeks, even months. That includes the majority of the mainstream would-be opposition candidates for Sunday's presidential election. Ortega claims the United States and certain European countries are instigating unrest. Earlier this month, he boasted support not just from Cuba and Venezuela, but also Russia.
It has offered us invaluable support in the area of defense to defend peace in our country. So thank you, President Vladimir Putin, our respects and affection. We are together in the struggle for peace and sovereignty and justice of our countries.
A recent Gallup poll, among others, suggests Ortega has less than 20% support. But he continues to receive financial aid from the IMF, the Inter-American Development Bank, and the Central American Bank, and has been able to enlarge the paramilitary and police forces in Nicaragua, the second poorest country in the region.
That has allowed him to stay in power through terror and guns. For the last 3 years, there has been systematic repression and crimes against humanity.
Ortega's closest advisors are other Ortegas, including his children, who run a multimedia empire and large family business holdings. The national chief of police is his in-law. And then there's his powerful wife and vice president, Rosario Murillo. Meanwhile, opposition television, print, and online outlets like Confidential have been raided and confiscated, and mainstream political parties declared illegal. With good reason, Ortega is confident that he will remain in the presidency, at least for the foreseeable future. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, San Jose, Costa Rica.